Hey, this is Sam Witwer.
And Sam Huntington.
Hi, this is Megan Rath.
I'm the Sam with the slightly higher pitched voice.
And I'm the Sam with the deep voice.
And we're here with the actor commentary for Being Human, episode 1, There Goes the Neighborhood, part 1.
There it goes.
And there it is. And we're seeing Sam Huntington looking very pensive.
Worried.
In a forest.
I'm fine, you guys.
He's doing fine.
Totally fine. I'm just walking into the wood.
I got a question for you, Sam.
In the wood. There's actually one wood.
During this whole season, how much time did you spend in the woods?
Oh my god. If I had a nickel for every time that I was in the woods, I would make more money than I made making the show.
That's great.
And just one more time naked in the woods, too.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you know, you definitely had the lion's share of nudity in the show.
I think that was... an interesting story about this scene, Samuel.
Oh, yeah.
The beautiful Sarah Allen as Rebecca. And interesting story about this scene. We actually played this quite differently than maybe it was originally conceived. And we just tried to lighten it up quite a bit so that it was sort of a fun first date.
Can't
first
you tell?
Really
look at all the
well.
Smiling and
look at all the, in the
eye twinkler.
And they're gesturing, and actually they speak to each other.
The eye twinkles are actually digital.
Mm.
Those
oh,
aren't real.
Oh.
Yeah. We tried like hell, but we couldn't.
Oh,
man!
If you look, if you pause it on that frame, you can see my ass.
I've paused it many times.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm actually fine.
This scene, there was originally a different opening monologue that was all about Prometheus and not being allowed to die and this whole thing for Aiden. And it was rewritten. I don't know exactly why it was rewritten, but the rewrite allowed for this scene to be a little bit more lighthearted and not to telegraph where it was going to go, which is this, you know, spoiler, a terrible murder.
Yeah, well, it's an important place to start for Aiden, too, I think, right?
Yeah, he needs to be a normal guy, more or less.
You need to sympathize with him.
And awesome wolf effects,
pretty psyched about the wolf effects.
By the way, my reaction here in this scene to Sarah Allen, I actually arrived because I was shooting, or I was getting I can't remember if I was getting my eyes in, or I had to do something, or I was getting blood scrubbed off me because we shot this out of sequence. So I show up right when we're about to shoot this. So that look on my face when I see her take her shirt off, this look of almost shock, but oh my god, and what am I going to do about this, was totally genuine because I walked in right at that moment. And
that's kind of amazing.
Yeah.
And then that's what happens.
Man. And then that's what happens. Yeah.
And you were actually, you guys actually had sex during this shoot.
Yeah.
I might be wrong. I don't know. That's what I heard.
Well, I mean, look. I'm not going to say whether we had sex, but a pregnancy did occur.
Oh! Well, listen.
And what does that say? Being human?
Peeing Cubans.
Peeing Cubans. Beijing Hunan.
Exactly.
Yeah.
leg.
And, yeah, and you've laid in the woods naked a lot, too.
I have. Actually, you know what? Funny story about this.
Hmm.
I don't know if I actually ever even told you guys about this. So I was laying there. And it was actually really soft grass, but I had a weird reaction to whatever the grass was.
Oh my god, that's so typical of you.
I know, right?
You're
90-year-old man.
90-year-old man.
Just reacting to anything.
Just I actually had an allergic reaction to that little boy, too. And I literally stood up, and it looked like... It looked as though a wolf had actually gotten to my side. I was, like, all scratched up. It was crazy.
Oh,
I had
really?
some crazy allergy to it.
You become a were-grass?
Oh!
And then it turns into...
Exactly.
Scratched by grass, that's a
you
terrible
turn into,
joke.
No, it's just...
I don't want to abort the joke.
No, it's fine. It's like a human-sized
human
chia
guy
pet.
Who turns into
uh-huh.
chia pet. This was something that me and Adam Kane and Jeremy Carver talked a lot about, is that how do you start a show murdering someone and then decide you're going to buy into this guy and follow him and root
right,
for him?
Yeah.
And so what we tried, what we really developed was this idea that he splinters his personality off, and he's been doing it for hundreds of years, where he could be really messed up psychologically and be on the verge of tears and be falling apart, but then if someone comes up and says, hey, Aiden, he immediately snaps out of it and puts on a face and hides behind a mask of normalcy and that he's been doing
that
this
really
for
actually
years.
Comes through a lot.
I hope so. It's one of the keystones of the character. Is that a word? Keystone caper. But that's one of the main things that we like right here. He Josh knocks and he gets rid of it.
He shuts it off.
Away. Yeah. Although he's dealing with it inside, and so
he's very good at what's that word?
Compartmentalizing.
Yes.
Compartmentalizing. Exactly. Yeah.
And if it sounds like our mouths are full, it's because we're scarfing pizza at this
pizza
moment.
From a place called pizza. Taste Chicago in Burbank.
And this so good.
Deep dish sausage pepperoni. Try it out. It's really good.
We are tasting Chicago as
right now. But yeah, the idea being that he can compartmentalize, and it's a great. It supports the metaphor for drug addiction.
Is this a pimple that you...
Yeah.
That's weird that the makeup is coming out.
Yes, indeed. And
it's weird.
This was this scene is an audition scene for me.
Yeah, and I.
Me and Sammy.
This is one of the first scenes that Samuel Witchback and I...
And Sam Huntington. Huntington.
Was a silent, not so silent...
Huntington. From the Transylvanian Huntington.
Exactly. Huntington.
Huntington.
Yeah.
When his family came to Ellis Island, they changed it to Huntington.
Exactly. It was the easy way to go. Yeah. By the time we got to the shooting scene, this is actually one of the first scenes we shot, but...
Yes, it is.
I had read this scene...
So many times.
Oh, my God. So, it was hard not to make this feel stale.
Yeah.
You're, you know, super excited about being there. It's like, you know, first week of shooting or whatever, but you feel like you've done this scene, like, a kajillion times. So.
Yeah, and we had. And, in fact, the... Yeah, this was we did this for an audition. We did this a million times.
Well,
I'm actually there too. You can't
invisible.
See me because I'm a ghost.
No.
But this was actually one of my audition scenes as well. I am sick of it. I am
no,
so tired.
There, totally silent. Right. and here's
a total lie.
Oh, you guys are so funny.
Yeah.
You know
what was really challenging about this episode was that, and really the first two episodes that were directed by Adam Kane, is we were really trying to find the tone of this show, because when I read the script, I don't know how you guys felt, but I felt like there. Excuse me.
Sorry.
I'm
coming back.
Come on, we're working here.
When I read the script, I felt like there were nine versions that you could make, nine versions of the show you could make from that script, and all of them sucked. And there was one version, a tenth version, that was very good. And it's because there's all this comedy and humor, and it has the potential to make everything super campy and not take anything seriously. And the drama goes out of it, becomes kind of a sitcom. And so we were really... Remember, we did all kinds of versions. And Adam Kane would tell us, hey, we're going to find... As we go on, we're going to do a bunch of versions, but we're going to find our way, and we'll hopefully settle on a tone by the end of the first two episodes. And he said that by the time that we see the episode cut together, we will have settled on the tone. And so it was challenging. We're trying to figure out how serious and how funny and...
You know, you do a take and... And then he'd literally say, all right, now do the exact opposite thing. So it was kind of an interesting experiment as an actor, too, just to kind of be like, okay, now I'm going to try something completely different.
Yeah.
And
it was not the way he directed us at the end, for episode 13, where we knew what the tone was. And then it was just giving, just...
Other cool thing is, I feel like they have had a very consistent tone as far as the aesthetic.
Yeah.
Of the show.
Oh, actually,
It's
he had an amazing job.
Incredible.
Oh, God,
and so it's just consistently looked beautiful and rich and cold and kind of depressing. And but at the same time, like, it's just, like, beautifully lit. And, they had a take, you know? It wasn't like they were like, all right, let's throw a bunch of stuff at the wall and see if... this lighting setup will work, or this one. It was like, okay, no, we know what we're doing.
Yeah.
And this is the wonderful Vincent LeClaire.
Yeah, who does such an amazing job as
Vincent.
The Marcus character.
Yeah. Incredible.
He, by the way, I'm taken by, Sam, how well rested we look in this
episode. I know.
There are episodes that happen, and in fact I saw some clips today where we look pretty haggard.
Yeah.
And
oh, but by the end, I mean, that's appropriate though.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we all go through a lot.
Yeah.
And look at how huge my hair is in this scene.
It's massive.
What's up with that? I actually kind of like it. No, I know, but it's
I like it too.
We tone it down, you know, later, you know.
I kind of like
it's
it.
It's not finding the tone, but it's finding the hair.
For both of us. And actually, we find Nemo, too.
We found Nemo along the way. We weren't even looking for him.
And he just showed up.
I remember we were shooting this scene. I remember just various times we were shooting, and Sarah Allen would arrive on the set with a different colored hair.
Yeah.
And they kept messing with their hair to try to figure out what, because Sarah is blonde, and they kept changing her red hair color. And I remember watching her arrive on set was we were sitting on this bench with, again, just like bright red hair.
Yeah.
That's why you look so puzzled right now.
I'm just trying to figure it out.
Yeah, it's not really acting, it's just witnessing Sarah.
She's off camera.
You know, the cool thing about Sarah, however, is that every time she would come out of the makeup and hair trailer, she would look just great. Like, no matter what they did with her hair, it looked awesome.
Yeah.
But they weren't satisfied.
No.
Three different times.
Yeah, it was weird. It wound up being like a great color.
Mm-hmm. But you know that the scene she shoots with you in episode 2,
yeah,
she had a prototype hair color. It wasn't the stuff that they ended up with.
Really?
That's the first time they dyed it?
Yes. Her hair in the scene where she brings you to that shed and
threatens
you. She's wearing a hood, but she tears the hood off, and you can see that her hair is actually a different color.
Yeah, a little more red.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, something for you viewers to look for.
So,
Sam, I remember this scene they were asking you to do. He asked you to do many different takes.
Oh my god,
subtle. Yeah. Some very big, some not so big. I mean, it was really interesting to see what they ended up with.
Yeah, it was. I also was kind of, you know, it's like you never know what they are going to end up with. Every scene that you shoot, you know, you never know what takes they're going to use and everything. I found in these first couple episodes that I was always kind of like cringing at the takes that they chose. But that's just me being an insecure actor, too.
I think we all felt that way.
Yeah, it was just like, oh, come on.
And then, can we just say this set is wonderful?
Oh, it's amazing.
God, I love it so much.
Yeah, Zoe, our set designer, was just a genius. Truly.
Look at those colors. I love how, as the season goes on, the house gets more and more full.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It does.
We have very eclectic taste.
We
as
do.
As it turns out.
The dog.
Oh, God, that guy.
We'll
get to that. We'll leave that for right now.
Mr. John Palavanuta.
Who I thought was great.
I think he's fine. I think he does a really nice job, but, like, he's fine. He's fine. He's a brilliant guy.
You know, I also want to say that when we did this, when we got hired, the show had already been picked up for 13 episodes, and just before this had done a pilot, and the feeling on doing that pilot, it was a CBS thing, and the feeling doing that pilot and us doing this, knowing that we had 12 other episodes.
Mm.
Well, actually, our pilot consisted of part 1 and part 2. There Goes the Neighborhood, part 1, part 2.
Right, right.
So, but we knew we had 11 other episodes after that. And what I found, I don't know about you guys, but I just felt like it allowed you to be so patient with the character development. And when I did this other pilot, there was this feeling I had that I had to show as much as possible. And I had to, because we have this one shot and we have to get this pilot picked up. And
right.
So you're just trying to show as many different sides of your character as you can, and sometimes trying to do it inappropriately. Whereas for this, I didn't feel that need because I knew we had so much time. So I'm like, well, I'm only going to show this much then.
Yeah.
And then slowly open the character up.
You don't have to, you know, make it super dense with exposition. You can kind of let it live a little bit.
Exactly.
Let each moment kind of exist for what the moment is supposed to say.
When you know that you have the time and you're already hired and you're going to be doing 13 episodes, you don't feel like you have to prove something.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, actually, for you, I actually didn't officially get the offer until episode 4. so this for me, this was actually just a test for sci-fi.
The part of Josh was played by.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Did you guys see how good my butt looked?
Yeah,
oh,
incredible. That.
Crazy.
I've been noticing that all season.
Oh, man.
Look at all your neighbors. Our neighbors.
Neighbors. And,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, where are you in this?
I'm not in this.
Oh, that's right. You're watching me masturbate.
To Nova.
Forgot.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Ew. Ew. Oh, God. Ghost hunters.
So we're starting to... Oh, and this... And now we
I remember that shot of you mounting the picture frame was the first thing I ever saw on the monitor, and I really saw the colors and the aesthetic of it, and I was blown away.
Yeah,
because
it
was amazing.
Yeah, it looks different being there than it does when you see the show. Oh, and Megan Rowe.
Oh!
Uh-oh. Hi!
I just have to say
that. I'm going upstairs!
Wipes the frame, goes up the stairs.
Yeah, that's it.
That's my episode.
By the way, okay, dude, when you drew the spatula,
yeah.
I remember thinking at the time, and I have to admit this, I'm like, I think that's too much. And now that I've seen it, and we know the tone of the show, I'm like, no, it's just ridiculous enough.
That was one of those things, though. It was like, that was Adam being like, you know what, reach into this drawer and like grab the spatula.
Really? That was
it? Yeah, that was
it. Wasn't that in the script?
And, no. I don't think so, no. And I was thinking the same thing, but I think it actually plays.
I think it plays.
But it, once again, it goes back to the idea that...
How funny is it? In fact, this scene, Aiden had a whole bunch of funny joke lines, all of which that were cut. Because I think
Megan's
dialogue was cut, too. Guys, remember shooting the scene? I don't know if I've ever laughed so hard.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
It was painful.
Yeah.
I think, was cracking us up.
Yeah, well, no, I don't... I think you were cracking me up, because I think you were the first actor, actress... Actor or actress who's ever made me laugh during a take.
Yeah.
Where I'm actually doing something and then I actually break up laughing. I think it was the first time I was in this scene.
Well, I'm honored.
Oh, and that's act one. And here we go, act two.
Audition scene alert.
Audition scene, here you go. Megan, talk to us about the audition
scene.
This is the one that we all met.
We met for the first time and we all read this together. The first time we were ever in a room together.
That's right.
And... It was glorious.
It's magical. It's magical.
It was beautiful.
I remember how blown away you guys were at my talent. I remember just looking at your faces and being like, they get it. They get me. And that's when I knew you guys were in my pocket for the rest of my life.
That's right. Megan, what was your first audition process like for this?
Well, I went in a couple times and read for the casting director, and they sent my
tape
to...
Was this here in LA?
This was in Montreal, where I'm from. They sent my tape to Anne and Jeremy, who are our lovely writers and showrunners. And then Adam Kane, our executive producer, flew in and sort of workshopped the audition for me. And then they flew me to LA to hear to screen test. And to meet the boys who were also screen testing.
Now, Adam told me that after they saw you read for the first time, Adam turned to Jeremy and Anna and said, I'd hire her right now.
That's nice.
Did you know that?
Yeah, he mentioned that to me. I mean, it's always sort of, take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah, I wouldn't believe that.
Adam's historically full of shit.
I would not believe
that. He told me and said the same story every time. No. I kept being like, well, what does he want?
No, yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
No.
No, I just wouldn't. I don't know. I mean, here's the other thing. You're good. You're really good. But, like, you gotta believe that there's like a lot of other people. Like, I know that. I do. Like, I like do a sufficient job, but like I know there's like 8,000 other guys out there who could do my job as good, if not better.
In fact, there are a lot of them on YouTube.
Lots of them on YouTube.
Oh boy, I heard about that.
You guys should check that out.
I really want to check that out. Are there any Aidens in?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh my God, that would be amazing.
Yeah.
That would be a maiden.
A maiden?
There are at least hundreds of other actors that could be my job, and most of them auditioned.
Yep.
Yeah, this scene, again, this was another challenging scene. What's the tone? How funny should it be?
Yeah, right.
And
yeah.
This was the first scene we ever shot, the three of us, wasn't it?
That's...
I think so, yeah. I actually think this was one of the first scenes we shot.
This was on the first day.
Yeah, it was.
Was this the first day?
Yeah.
I remember Pellegrino visited this day, didn't he?
No.
No?
Definitely.
One of our first days he showed up.
Pella screen test.
Pella screen test? Pella dream scream?
Yeah. Dream scream.
That's like when you have a wet dream of Pellegrino.
Night Terrors.
Night Terrors.
This is at a location called, it's a monastery.
Yes.
In a place in Quebec called Oka.
Oka. And we are in the basement of Oka.
Yeah, in like the catacombs. It's like where they make cheese here. This is all actually real. This is all actually like a practical set.
Yeah, this actually leads directly to the room you're
You are on location right now.
This is legit. It's not like we're in some hallway that leads to another.
This is a real scummy basement.
Where we just were leads to where we are right now.
Yeah. And I don't think we built any of this. This was here, right?
Yeah, I mean, it was all. We had a lot of set dressing.
There was obviously lots of set dressing. Yeah, they did a great job.
Yeah, amazing. And our props guys are incredible.
They painted all this, yeah?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Well, they did have to clean up all the skeletons that were.
That's
yeah,
true.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, yeah.
But besides that.
And remove the shackles from the wall.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, I spent a lot of time writhing in this room as well.
Oh yes, you did. On the dirty, dirty floor.
Oh god, this place. And it was like super dingy and like dusty and dank down there. So like you'd go home at night and you just like cough black stuff up.
Oh yeah.
It was great.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh my god, you're so strong.
You can really do that in real life. You actually really did that.
Yeah, I broke real handles.
You also cut the bejesus out of your hand.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, the breakaway handle, it wasn't like cut correctly to where it was breaking at a lower part of the handle.
Yeah.
So I was trying to put pressure on the right part, which wasn't cut away correctly so it wouldn't break, and I just cut the hell out of my hand.
Oh, way too close to my face. Way
yeah,
too close.
I like it.
And
stop.
Super way too close to my face. Way, way too close to my face. What's up with my hair in this scene, too?
I like it.
It's
been
morphing throughout the episode. It's really cool.
They were trying to figure it out because I have the weirdest hair in the world.
I love it.
It's like dog hair. What?
Hey,
who said it?
We were all thinking it.
There's Alison Lauda.
Lauda?
Who always had to be louder than everyone else.
That's right. That's right.
Always had to be louder.
And this is another thing.
I like this.
The fact that they kept, you know, one of the things that we talked about is, you know, how do you get behind this guy? And you go, well, this first episode happens over the space of a month, and he keeps going back to that murder. He can't let it go. Which allows us to at least be like, well, he's at least
he feels bad.
Right. At least.
Oh my god.
He's not letting himself off the hook for it.
You know, the other thing is, it's a good thing that they don't make a story about me, Sam Huntington, just my life, because every time I kill somebody, I don't feel bad at all.
No.
So it'd be really hard to get behind me. You know, it'd be really hard to like feel for me. You know?
Right.
Yeah. And she's wonderful.
Amazing.
Yeah, she was so great.
First acting gig ever.
19 years old.
19 years old.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Cute little thing, you know?
Cute little thing.
Super cute.
It's interesting also that there were... It's funny to watch these and remember that there were other little lines and jokes and stuff that got cut.
Yeah. Yeah, this scene had a whole end of it. That,
yeah,
it
did.
Yeah.
Oh, really? I can't remember that.
Or was it this one? Or
no,
was it?
This did. It
was.
There was a whole little thing.
Re-canvassing is what she ends on, I think. And it was actually ended up keeping.
Yeah, she. I think in the end of the scene, she was trying to make plans with me. And I was like, yes, we will have plans.
Right.
In a very, you know, sociopathic
remark.
Look
how wet you are.
Wet work.
Oh, come on.
Yeah,
sweat
work.
Come on.
Nice work.
Yeah.
Well done.
So, you know, how did you get that chin dimple to be so prominent?
Well, that was a question. That was digital for the first episode, but then for the second, they're like, we don't have the kind of money to do it for
the
episode.
So you had to train your chin.
We went to chin training and worked out a lot.
Now, if I slipped a quarter in that, would a gumball come out of your mouth?
Yes. Yes,
if
it
I,
would.
If I were to. I love this scene.
Yeah.
This is a good scene.
Oh, the stuff with the beer.
With the beer, funny.
Yeah. Was that an accident, this whole beer?
It was
completely
an accident.
Yeah, I really liked it.
I like that they use that.
Which, if you guys have never seen this episode... So, right there, just when I was reaching for the bottle opener, perfect example of... don't touch Megan, don't touch Megan, don't touch Megan, don't touch Megan. Because we were constantly thinking about it.
We were not allowed to touch Megan because she's a ghost. And so there were takes where we did touch her, or we brushed a shoulder.
And also, it's in my contract that nobody touches me.
Exactly. That's right. In fact, her character was not a ghost originally. They had to rewrite that. Oh,
there it is.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
That's a real laugh, ladies and gentlemen. Laugh.
That's how it works. And I actually really just swallowed there, too.
It was a real gulp. Yeah,
that's
good. Oh, was it real beer? Did you just get hammered?
I just got schnockered.
Schnockered.
Every day. Say.
Yeah.
No, I can drink now during the podcast. But I can't drink on set.
Well, you became an alcoholic.
Oh, yeah. Full blown.
Yeah.
No, hey, and I didn't have time to become an alcoholic.
No, none of us had.
Oh, my God.
Megan's effect. Remember her effect used to be...
Oh, yeah.
Very sandy or something?
No, it was like an electric... Oh, that was the second version was an electric
And then they settled on this smoke effect.
I really, really liked... Oh, yeah, no, the first one was dusty. Like
dusty.
An amber sort of like...
Yeah,
Sandman type.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like what they did.
Yeah, me too.
And this dust thing is really cool. And, yes...
I like the pants I wore in that scene. I don't know why I didn't wear those pants more often. Boston!
Uh-oh. And then we've got, coming up here...
No. False alarm.
False alarm.
Hold on.
Everybody just wait a second.
Officer
wait
Tim
a second.
Was perfectly good.
There he is! Pelle Schemo.
You know what's funny? I was reading a lot of stuff. I actually read a lot of stuff online, shockingly, after the show came out at first. And people really thought he was wearing a wig.
They still do.
Really?
Yeah.
And they were and were commenting on how horrible the wig was. And it's like, no, guys, that's his hair.
Yeah.
It's dyed a little bit.
Well, they dyed it. They dyed it.
No, they didn't. Didn't he come in with that?
No. They dyed it. They
really?
Dyed his hair. And they wanted it.
I don't know that they did dye it. I think they had to maintain that color.
Well, was it
he
not?
Came
did
in
they
with
not
that.
Dye it?
Maybe that's what it was.
I think he came in with that, guys. You know, I'm gonna go on the record and say.
Oh, end of act two. Wait, we're back.
And we're back.
God, who is that guy?
Well, you know the thing that Pellegrino had to endure. When he wasn't dressed as a cop, which he looks very intimidating as a cop, but then he had to wear the dorkiest.
Yeah.
Clothes, which I thought was great because his character really was doing a good job of
really
of blending in. Yeah, well, he was always wearing
like a
sweater. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And what's awesome is the last scene we see him in the season, which I don't want to give away too much spoiler stuff, but the last time we see him, he's dropped the act and he looks awesome. He's wearing like clothes that we've never seen him wear before.
Yeah.
He's dressing the way he would choose to dress.
Exactly.
Even further spoiler alert, he's frickin' Batman.
Yes.
He's just dressed as Batman.
He's dressed as Batman. He wants but because he wants to. Because
exactly.
That's the way he
that's
wants
the way,
to dress.
That's how he's comfortable.
Not because he is Batman.
No,
because
he likes to look like Batman. No, come on. Oh, there's only one Batman.
This scene was really fun to shoot.
Wasn't this an audition scene?
Yes. This was also an audition scene.
Was it?
And I was told that one of the key ingredients for Aiden and one of the reasons they had some difficulty casting him for a while, is they needed someone who could stand up to the Bishop character. And I think they had already suspected that they were going to have Pellegrino, so they wanted to get someone who could go...
Wait, and they didn't keep looking?
I know. And I was
listen, you're good. You're good, but like...
But Pellegrino's better.
Really? Like, come on.
This is not working.
No, honestly, this scene is one of my favorite scenes in the whole season.
Oh, this is...
I love
sharking.
This scene.
You're a shark.
Be a shark.
Be a shark. Be a shark.
Do you do your impression of that?
You're a shark, Gaten. Be a shark.
It's a little
Nicholson.
Yeah, you got a little bit in there.
A little bit.
And a little Jack Nicklaus, the golfer.
A little bit of him, too.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
Oh, Patrick.
Yes.
The funny thing about the scene is like it's like a really long scene. It's just basically it's just talking heads. It's just you guys sitting at the table. But you guys are both so good, and that it just it's so compelling. It's so great.
It's kind of boring.
Megan's boring. Megan's literally knitting.
She
right
doesn't care.
She does not care.
She's hating life right now.
I'm bored.
Yeah, I love Pellegrino. We worked in some Dexter episodes together, but I don't think we actually ever met each other. I think I saw him at a read through.
You saw him at a distance.
At a distance. I'm like, he's tall.
From a distance.
I saw Pellegrino.
And he wasn't as blonde, but more tall.
Exactly. he was, I thought he was so great in Dexter, and I was aware of his work from various other things that I'd seen him in. So when I heard he was cast, I was so happy.
Well, I was the happiest.
Yes.
Because I'm a huge Lost fan, and I loved Majinko.
I never else think that's just hot.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I love watching that.
We used to call Pellegrino, we used to call him Pellegrino.
Yeah.
We would never stop. But I remember we went to you, Megan. Remember we were like, oh, I don't know, maybe Pellegrino's coming today. Yeah, right. And Megan's like, he's not a Pellegrino. She was actually frustrated
like
with us. 14-year-old girl, and like, you know, going with the same term. He's not a Pellegrino, okay, guys? Yeah. But I think the subtext was he was.
He is. He is.
I dig him as an actor.
Just dig him as an actor.
He's not a Pellegrino to me. He's just, you know, but he is. Equally a Pellegrino to the two of you.
He's pretty Pellegrino-y.
Pellegrino about his package.
Yeah. Whoa. Hey.
That's what you are. That's what you're doing.
I've never looked
to see. Exactly.
This is a great scene, too, with you and Allison.
Yeah.
I think the first time I saw this, I may have tried to bump fists with you.
That's possible.
It was not reciprocated.
Sounds I don't think you went for it.
I didn't, huh?
Well, I totally did. What was I doing at the time? I think you were, by the way.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah.
Totally, yeah. But I mean...
And I do love where this whole storyline takes us.
Yeah, like, at what age were you guys separated and then found each other?
What are you talking about?
Like, I'm thinking along the lines of, you know, It Takes Two.
Oh, yeah.
Identical
yeah,
Strangers
yeah,
or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
No?
No. No, but I totally saw it, too, actually. And I actually totally... She did a really nice job. I mean, she really...
Yeah, she did. Absolutely.
She really embodied this kind of, reckless, young... lesbian, you know. I mean, she really did, though. She embraced it, and she did a really, really nice job. She was very easy to play off of.
Yeah, I loved her work. I loved her work. And again, I do love where your family storyline takes
me
us.
Me too. Yeah, I like it a lot. And it's also nice because it's a departure from the BBC series.
Yes, indeed.
First season.
I mean, I guess the people that are watching this commentary have already seen.
Well,
season, unless this is how you choose to watch.
Well, this is also a podcast, though, right?
It's a podcast, and it could be a commentary. We don't really know what they're going to use it for. They haven't told us.
What
so,
are we doing here?
I don't even know who you are.
Yeah, this is really awkward, you
guys.
Yeah.
But assuming that, okay, say that people want to watch an episode and then listen to the podcast or watch it with the podcast, or if this ends up being on the DVD, who knows? But let's not get too many spoilers away just for the hell of it.
I don't think we have.
As long as we say spoiler alert.
Oh, right.
And then
works.
They can, like, mute it or something.
Other than the fact that Josh dies in episode 11.
What?
Yeah. I don't.
Someone asked me once if that little girl was Sally.
Or Rebecca, or any number of things.
Yeah,
this was another thing. I remember Jeremy approaching me. Because Aiden was originally envisioned to come in here stone cold, with cold eyes and, you know, glaring at everyone. And I thought it'd be more fun if he came in just laughing his ass off. And
I love the effects on your eyes.
That was actually... I did that.
Oh my god, what a talent.
It really hurts. But
I love his fangs. They're so different from everybody else.
Now, Mark was the first time that I saw a vampire in vampire makeup in this scene. He walks up to me and he's like, "Hey, Sam." And he's coming, and it just seems like Mark. And then he gets close, and his eye sockets are just empty.
Yeah.
It's terrifying.
Yeah.
And this... this was one of these things where it was... I thought this was interesting, because it was... This takes place in the 70s. And this is not when Aiden stopped doing this. He kept doing this. He kept killing people. We
Oh, I thought this wasn't the last straw.
No. The last straw... He'd been thinking about going clean, and he'd made little attempts, but no. We gotta remember, this... If he had been doing it for 30 years, this guy is not in danger.
Right.
But he hadn't been. He's only been doing it sort of
right
for the past year and a half, 2 years, and with mixed success. And that's why he goes to Josh and says, hey, we should live together, because yeah. he realizes that he can't do this. He can't do it alone.
Josh is like a sponsor. He's like, keeps falling
And in away. Fact, and also Bishop says, you know, your little experiment and all these things. This is a new thing for Aiden to be doing this. But back then, that was just in one of those instances that began the journey that led him to the point where
right,
he said,
okay, yeah.
Because we actually get to meet Aiden later than that in the 70s and
right,
see where he's at.
True.
Right,
you
know? Right.
And he's trying things out, but he's still not ready. And there's, I mean, it remains to be seen whether he's ready even now to be doing
this
what he's doing.
This is a beautiful scene, too.
I like this scene.
And poor Megan had to, what, you had to ADR this entire thing.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
That? The entire scene.
And
oh,
she's
that was
still,
well done.
Yeah, she still got it.
Megan, I have no idea.
She still got it!
You really didn't know?
No, I didn't. Yeah. I didn't. I shot this scene with you. That's actually me in the scene.
No, come on.
No,
I mean,
me.
You're actually what? Manning the camera, too, with your feet.
It's
which,
true.
Which
now,
right.
Here's the thing. I,
with
it
one
doesn't
foot.
Surprise me that I don't know, because I wasn't listening to you when
yeah,
she was
no,
right.
But, you know, I mean,
well,
you were saying something.
Yeah.
I didn't
even
lie,
yeah.
So I was like, well, she's saying something.
Yeah.
You know, you found it in.
And
yeah.
this was impressive that you guys were able to do this, too.
That was
I was
yeah.
super
I like the ripple.
Waves.
Yeah, how did you guys do that? Because I've tried that a lot.
My skin does that.
Really? My skin.
The mix that
it's
I
my
am.
Skin. Yeah, that's what it is.
You're, my you're ethnicity.
You're just some
so.
Weird anomaly.
You know, the other thing that I want to talk about with the relationship of the three characters is, as I remember the first episode of the British series, and stop me if I'm wrong, there
stop.
Are...
Stop it right now.
Silence.
Shut it down.
Silence. If I remember correctly from the first episode of the British series, they are already in the apartment, and the situation has already happened, and they're all bantering, and they already live there. Is that right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, and ours, I remember reading comments about, like, oh, you know, the chemistry isn't quite there with these three, and it's like, no, because we're showing how it gets there.
Right.
And we were actually told, and you know, whether people believe us or not, we were told to tone down our chemistry. We were told to not have as sharp timing with each other.
I can vouch for that.
Or,
I was there.
Or to be... he's telling the truth.
Yeah.
He is,
but we were told to not be as smooth with each other, and I played kind of standoffish with you guys, and
Offset, the, too, which is weird.
At Offset. I didn't even like you people.
Yeah.
I still don't.
I know.
But you know, what that allowed us to do is to build that through the season and see how this develops, and I thought that was really interesting. I mean, I think you kind of had to do it, because it did... You know, otherwise it would feel a little... Yeah, you know, I don't know. I don't want to say sitcom-y because I don't think the British should come like that. But too chummy.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be as realistic because we are endeavoring to tell the story of how and why these people came together.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
So Bishop, you know, he drives his police cruiser around, right?
Mm-hmm.
But now tonight, he's got his town car.
Yeah.
Does he moonlight as a limo driver?
Yes.
Does he?
He absolutely
does. Because that is fantastic. Good for him for taking on a second job.
Yeah, well, he's an industrious, hardworking
guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
It shows.
And then here's another thing that I love is I thought the blood den was...
Oh, so cool.
Amazing.
I remember because, you know, obviously I wasn't here during this. You know, you guys, this was a location that I actually don't even know if I ever saw this location.
Yeah.
But I remember the first time I saw this, I was like, oh my gosh, that looks so amazing. It's so cool, you know, so different and beautiful, and it looks really, really upscale.
Yeah.
You know, these people look like,
swanky.
Yeah, it looks really, really, really high class, which it should, you know,
it's like a gentleman's club.
It really is. Yeah.
But also, you get to, as the season goes on, see the seedy underbelly of even that.
Yeah.
I love this scene. I love how you played it.
This was hard to shoot. This was because it was like all I was like almost passing out the whole time.
So you were, if I remember correctly, you were screaming and then getting more makeup and then screaming and then getting more makeup, and it was
story of your life.
Yeah,
I know, right?
Yeah, this was a tough night for you.
It was insane. This was the first time. When we shot this scene, I had already... That's why I look like a complete sweaty mess right there. We had already shot
So much.
Well, we had already shot all the wolf stuff.
And so they were removing the makeup.
Yeah, you put it on. That's how it works. You put it all on, and then you take it off.
Piece by piece, you take it off, and then you shoot some more.
Which is what I'm hoping that we're going to alter that next season. I mean, I understand that that's one way to do it, but it really, for me, it makes it a lot more taxing. You know, for them, it's like it's faster to take the stuff off than it is to apply it. But for me, it's like gets in my head that I'm all sticky and gross and like covered in glue.
Totally. But you know, but it works though. You're walking in, you're sweating slightly.
In this, it's totally great. Because you're
getting near a transformation. So the fact that you're a little bit sweaty and you look a little bit sticky, kind of works.
Yeah.
And then I love it. She closes the door.
This scene in the first time I read the script. I went, snap! When she closed the door.
You said snap.
I said snap.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Yeah, hopefully the audience didn't.
But, like, I know this is... No, I know, right? Snap! Oh, snap! Not like that. Anyway.
Yeah, not like that.
So, it just looks like... I know I said upscale. Mm-hmm. But, like, it just looks like it's, like, a cool place. Like, it looks like...
By the way, there's all kinds of details. Like, there are these little trenches... I don't know if you can see them, but there are trenches that run through the floor that have blood running through them.
That is such a cool detail. I love that. I think you see them
maybe later in the season.
Is that what you see them?
Yeah, some of them are filled in with wood, but some of them are not. And you can see, and in fact, I step over one when I walk in. I don't know if you see it in this version of the blood density.
I love that too, where you're
about to turn around,
and walk away. And he's like, "What? You're gonna really turn? You're really gonna leave?"
Yeah, Pellegrino. You hardly. That's the thing about Pellegrino. They hardly throw anything at him that he doesn't catch and throw right back.
Right.
You know? Yeah. I don't think I ever really got a good look at him. And when I saw the take, I'm like, oh, look what he's doing.
Yeah.
Pellicatchersmitt.
Oh, my. You guys need to stop.
I will not.
That will not, under no circumstances.
What was his name?
I don't know.
I'm going to keep busting you.
Yeah.
Every time. Oh. So that first get away from me, by the way, turned out like, get away from me.
I like that. I think that's good.
But the funny thing is, that was a mistake on my part.
Really?
Because my face was so sore and numb at that point from screaming and straining and screaming and straining that literally that's how it came out.
Oh, that's so cool.
It wasn't really cool.
It was more like
I'm exhausted, so this is the way it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. The blood den thing was originally this big visual effect, and we ran out of time and had to shoot the interior of, like, me dealing with the girl in, like, an hour or something like that, which we had no time, and this happened a few times.
It used to be like a
drop of blood falls, and then Aiden super speeds underneath and catches it in his mouth and falls into the euphoria. And I never really was that fond of that, and then when we ran out of time, we couldn't do the effect anyway, so we came to this whole thing where I grab her, and it becomes this whole sexual thing, and then I taste the blood, and then I fall back on the couch, and I thought it would be interesting, and it was kind of always my intention that, I think it was always my intention, or maybe it was just I thought it would be interesting if the only true joy you saw from Aiden in the first episode was when he fell back into the addiction.
Right.
You see that after he tastes the blood, he falls back and just starts
laughing.
I
love this so much. Yeah. I remember the first time I saw this episode, this look right here when you see Mark through the door crack.
I was
freaking out. I thought it was amazing. I thought it was so heartbreaking.
Yeah, it's.
I thought it was severely creepy, personally. Very creepy. It's like terrifying.
But it's just like a friend that's supposed to, like, you've been sober for so long, and a friend that's just deliberately exposed you.
Pushing it, you know,
it's terrible.
But it's the only time you really see my character really smile in the whole
movie. Right. It's awesome.
And I love this whole transformation. It's so terrifying.
Yeah.
Then you see the nails come out. The effects are great.
They're really good.
And that's it for part one. We're going to see you guys in part two.
Yes. Bye.
Yeah.